Commissioner Nomasonto Mazibuko, how will you and your organization be marking the International Day of Albinism Awareness in South Africa?
Well, in South Africa, we're going to celebrate in Mpumalanga. It's one of the provinces in South Africa. We will be celebrating it with the Human Rights Commission. We are going to have a conversation with university students at a university in Mbombela.
And how would you describe the way people view those with albinism in South Africa?
Well, it differs from place to place. And because of our advocacy as the Albinism Society, it has differed. And because now we have young people who are models and we are educating our society, it has improved a lot, but there's still stigma because many of the people still believe that the issue of body parts of people with albinism give luck, especially that South Africa has a lot of people coming from Africa, East Africa, West Africa, and then it gives a little bit of shock and uncertainty to especially parents of young children with albinism.
You just mentioned the issue of people believing that body parts of people with albinism can cure or can make people rich and stuff like that. And we see this happening in East Africa, in also Central and parts of Southeastern Africa. How is it in South Africa? Are people with albinism also feeling threatened because of this?
No, some of the people fear, especially in KZN, one of the provinces also in Southern Africa, where we saw last year a young woman, Thandazile Mpunzi, was killed. And fortunate enough for her, her body was recovered, but though other body parts were already missing, but it gives fear to our people, especially that in the rural areas of South Africa, people still believe. But the concept and the mindset is changing because we have signed a memorandum of understanding with a commission, which is culture, religion, and linguistics. So we are working a lot in South Africa with our traditional healers, where there are those bogus traditional healers who believe that body parts do give luck. But as we converse, we are in conversation with the traditional healers and the Commission for Culture, Religion and Linguistics, going around all the provinces in South Africa. And we're trying to say with the police and the Ministry of Safety to say people should always tell where they are going, and people should always have somebody with them, and they must trust nobody, because it is very sad that we learn that in Malawi and in Tanzania, people, it's the family members who are involved in killing of people with albinism.
Right. At the same time, Tanzania has also made huge progress by appointing one minister who is also has albinism. How is the situation in South Africa? Do people with albinism also feel marginalized, or are they given equal opportunities as the rest of the others?
I would say we are given equal opportunities, though I cannot measure, but we're trying very hard. The Albinism Society does do advocacy, and people with albinism, they themselves, we are educating also our families, and we're saying, given the opportunities and giving equal opportunities, we will do it. And we feel it's going to be different because there is some light. Young people themselves have the self-confidence that people were lacking earlier.